Ambassador Hans Hoogeveen, permanent representative of the Netherlands and chair of the Open Energy Working Group on Urbanization and Rural Transformation. Sheng Fan, Director General of IFPRI. I saw many representatives present here. Let me thank you all for the presence. I would like to start saying that I'm very happy to have this opportunity to come back to a team that I spend most of my life as researcher on this area. I was the lead of a project in Brazil called the Rurbano that tried to explore the linkage between rural and urban areas association with, at the end, more than 30 universities around the country, dedicated basically to highlight the difference into what is the rural and the agriculture. Sometimes we believe that those things match, and they don't. Many times they are completely different, and the attendance is completely different among them also. I am part of this report, I would say by sort, because Feng asked me to write this chapter, and with the support of the ES team, we have been able to say a few things there that I would like to highlight it here. My first point is based also on my previous research, is about this tendency. The report points that, of course, urbanization will be growing. And so we tend to see more and more people living in urban areas. This can increase the demand for food. And this is a simple idea. So people, when they move to the cities, are not able anymore to produce what they eat. So the demand will increase. Okay, it is true in a certain sense. The demand, global demand especially, will increase. But that will not necessarily benefit rural areas. And especially, that will not generate rural employment. See, this is key to see in a perspective of rural development. If we wanted to promote rural development, the increasing demand for food can be a driver, but is not necessarily the only one, and it will be not automatically. Increased food demand will promote rural development. This will not happen. Most of the rural employment in the future will be on non-agricultural activities. Rural employment, especially in developing countries, are associated with housing, is associated with service, is associated with non-agricultural activities, rural industry, and so on. So promote rural employment need a special policy, and it's not automatically coming from the urbanization process. Second, the growing demand will not benefit necessarily small farmers. This is also something very important. Small farmers, to boost their production, they need assistance, they need more support to assess local markets. More and more will be difficult for small farmers to assess big markets in big cities. They need to be trained. They need to be support on this access to markets. There are other challenges as well coming from this urbanization process. One that we know very well is the pressure that urbanization puts on environment, especially environment degradation, use of natural resources, even in situations like rural tourism, that is a special opportunity to promote rural employment and non-agriculture earnings, may be a source of degradation of land, of forestry, of water, etc. And there is a special concern on the pressure that rapid urbanization puts on land tenure. Not only using more land for the, let's say, urban area, sometimes the best lands, because are the lands that are not so vertical, let's say, so big decline, but also due to the fragmentation. Heritage in the peripheral zones of urban lead to a growing fragmentation and a phenomenon that is called in Latin America minifundios, that don't have the necessary scale to produce or to become competitive in the market. So also put a limit to the fragmentation of the land is an important policy to be promoted. This report, the Global Food Policy Report 2017, looks to one critical element, how to strengthen the linkage between rural and urban areas. I think this is perhaps the most important contribution of the report. And my first comment on that is what is called the need to develop value chains and making food system more efficient. And this is closely related to the issue, the need to improve infrastructure. And we're talking not only about roads, storage capacity, but especially by bringing to rural areas electricity, better communications, better service. I used to name that the need of urbanization of rural areas. Make available in rural areas the same service that you used to provide in urban areas. This is especially important nowadays related to the access to internet. This is becoming a great divide between urban and rural areas, the facility that you have to access internet. My second comment on this issue of strengthening linkage is about the role of the cities, especially the village and median cities. Usually we have in a space polarized by big metropolis. And those big metropolis organize the space around. If you look to a map, you will see the roads, the trains, the airports, the banks. Everybody goes through a central point in that region. that is the metropolis. But between the metropolis and the most remote rural area, there is an intermediate point that many of the time we don't pay attention and take for granted that they are just a stopover in the migration in direction to the big metropolis. If you do that, those intermediate points will perform like that, only a pit stop in the way to the metropolis. But this is proved the worst urbanization process, the concentration around big metropolis. You can see that many countries have sometimes half of their population concentrating in one or two cities, big cities. Try to avoid this to happen and to promote intermediate city, as it is called, and provide those intermediate cities with the same, let's say, service, the same, let's say, standard of life that you can have in the metropolis. Is a big challenge and need a oriented life. What is important for our discussion here is that it's well known that those intermediate cities are the reference for farmers. Farmers don't go to the metropolis to buy their seeds, their inputs, to do their usual work, or even to send their children to the school or to look for a hospital or another kind of finance service. They need to be close to this source of service. And there is where is important, and there is where you can also stimulate non-farm activities or off-farm activities in rural areas to promote rural development. So intermediate city can be, and most of the time they are, the who promotes effectively the rural development of that area that is called rural. I would like to close saying that our SOFA 2017, that I hope is underway, will be dedicated of this issue of migration. We will be looking for migration. And the most important to say is that we look for migration, people moving from one country to another country. But this is a little part of migration. The biggest part is the move inside the country from rural areas to those intermediate cities. And if there is no support there, to the metropolis. And this is where we need to focus our attention for the future to have a better urbanization process that benefits also the rural areas. This is the main message that I would like to tell you today. I wanted to thank Fan to take the time to come again to our headquarters. We are very pleased and happy to have you here, and we are very pleased and happy to work together with IFPRI on the design of those policies. Thank you.